Good morning, afternoon, or night, whenever you happen to be listening to this. I hope you're having a wonderful day. This is In Progress, a devotional podcast. Imagine a beautiful ballet performance where dancers move together in perfect harmony, each one complementing the other's movements. They twist, turn, and leap in a stunning display of grace and unity. Now picture this dance as a reflection of the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, eternally united in a divine dance of love and mutual indwelling. This image of the Trinity as a divine dance is a powerful way to understand the relational nature of God. Just as the dancers move in perfect sync, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit exist in a harmonious, loving relationship that is the very essence of who God is. Let's turn to John 17, verse 20 to 23, where Jesus prays, "I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in love, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me." In this beautiful prayer, Jesus reveals the profound unity and love that exists within the Trinity. He invites us to join in this divine dance, to experience the same oneness with the Father that he himself enjoys. This is an incredible invitation to participate in the life and love of the Trinity. As we begin to grasp the relational nature of God, it transforms the way we approach him. We're not just engaging with a distant, impersonal deity, but with a loving Father, a gracious Son, and an empowering Holy Spirit. We're invited to be caught up in the beautiful dance of the Trinity, to move in harmony with the divine persons. But the relational Trinity also has profound implications for our relationships with others. Jesus prays that our unity as believers would mirror the unity of the Godhead. He desires for us to love, serve, and honor one another just as the Father, Son, and Spirit do. As we live out this unity, our relationships become a reflection of the divine dance, a powerful witness to the reality of our God. So as you go about your day, take a moment to reflect on the relational nature of the triune God. How can you allow the love and unity of the Trinity to shape the way you interact with others, especially your brothers and sisters in Christ? How can you join in this divine dance, moving in harmony with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Remember, we were created for relationship with God and with one another. As we engage in the relational Trinity and allow his love to transform us, we'll find ourselves experiencing the abundant life that Jesus promised. As always, thanks for listening. Keep up the faith walk. And remember, we are all in progress. Peace.